Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Right now we're going to go outdoors. Steve Kearney joins us. SteveKearneyOutdoors.com. Steve, how you been this week?
Been great, Steve. How you doing?
Yeah, good, good, good. Let's start with the bow hunt right now. I know you have a deer already. That came early.
Yeah, very happy about that. But it's we are in what we call the October lull, which is really affecting everything in the outdoors right now. And the October lull is kind of this dead period that we're kind of waiting for things to happen. The local ducks are gone. We're waiting for some sort of migration, some little push, which we should have with these northwest winds we've got today and tomorrow, which should push a few ducks in. And the deer are just kind of, you know, not super active right now. It's been so warm, they're really not moving much. So we've got this kind of lull, and the fishing actually has picked up this week. So that's been a real improvement. Water temperatures are down 64, 65, and they've dropped a good 10 degrees. So fishing is really picking up, and it's only going to get better. So we're just kind of, you know, sitting on our hands and waiting for this weather to change. And, you know, you just mentioned the forecast. I really don't like the 80s. I really want to stick to the 60s, 70s and cool things off at night. And that's what gets things, you know, really going. And, you know, there's no pre-rut activity with the deer right now. They're not quite there yet, but I think that'll happen, you know, right around MEA, the 17th, 18th, usually, you know, of this month, things really start ramping up. And then the fishing is great. The deer are on their feet. Ducks are coming down. I mean, the best is yet to come.
When it comes to the deer hunt right now and the boa hunters out there, morning versus evenings, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I'm an evening guy, mainly because I think in the morning you really tend to bump a lot of deer when you go in. You know, they live there, and you try to sneak in quietly in the morning in the dark, but they know you're there. So it's really a tough deal. You know, a lot of people, you know, do mornings only because they have work constraints or whatever, and they can only do mornings, and I understand that. But, you know, when you try to get in as quiet as you can, a lot of them know you're there, and it's really tough, you know, to get in there quietly. And so I'm more of an evening guy, and I try to leave those areas alone in the morning, and you know, they're usually in their bed by the time the sun comes up. So evenings are a lot better, you know, chance of increasing your odds. But mornings, if you have a stand that you can absolutely get in quietly without being detected, that's great. But most of the time, they hear vehicles, they hear ATVs, they know there's humans around. And, you know, it's just very disruptive very early in the morning when they're done feeding and they're going to their bedding areas. They're very aware of what's going on. So getting in there in the morning, that's kind of a tough nut to crack.
All right, Steve, looking forward, you talked about water temps taking a dive right now, and it has been mild. But that's just purely a function of the sun's not up as long. It cools down pretty quickly at night. And I would assume those water temps, as you pointed out, in this lull period between now and the middle of the month, certainly the end of the month, are going to continue to trend down, and the bite's going to get better and better.
Oh, it will. You know, the problem is we have this weather. It's kind of a yo-yo weather. It's like 70, 60, and then it's 85, and so the water temperature actually drops, but then it goes up again. So we haven't really had a consistent, you know, water temperature drop. And when you get about 58, 59, things really start happening. And we keep, you know, hanging around that 65, 66, and it's not really doing anything. But a lot of the fish now are moving into, you know, shoreline areas, areas that you caught them in the spring. They're starting to make that migration toward shore, so it's just kind of starting. I would give it about maybe a week or 10 days, and I think it'll really be going well. And again, we need, you know, 40s at night, 50s at night is great, 60 during the day would be optimum, but, you know, it's just we take what we can get. But, you know, if you've noticed, as we've talked about over the years, we've had a lot of heat all the way into November, which, you know, really kind of delays that good fall bite. And, you know, we had 80s in November last year. It was just, you know, bizarre. So, you know, it's all about Mother Nature. We talk about it all the time.
Yeah, and another opener coming up. We haven't talked a ton about it so far this fall, and that is the Minnesota Pheasant Opener. Now, I know you prefer the late season hunt, but what's the word? Any idea, Steve, on what the numbers look like here in Minnesota?
You know, it's nobody really knows, Steve. The very far southwestern part of Minnesota looks like it has the best numbers, but we really don't know. There's been a lot of comments about that spring rain we had in May and into early June, which they think really drowned out a lot of nests and really affected, you know, raising their brood. And we don't really know for sure. And sometimes, you know, pheasants will have a second run at it and have a later hatch. And we don't know about that either. But I will say, in the areas that I've been in, I have not seen any chicks, you know, on the roads in the morning at all. And that's a little disturbing. Usually I see them. But I guess we're going to find out here as the harvest continues. The beans are coming in pretty well right now, and they're just starting on the corn. So when they get that harvest, you know, down about 50 or 60%, then we'll kind of know what the numbers really are. So I wouldn't write it off. I think there's still birds to be had, but we're just not really sure about the numbers yet. But in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, you know, we'll have it figured out.
All right, Steve, always good to visit with you. We'll do it again in 1 week.
Hey, sounds great, Steve. Have a good weekend.
All right, there he is, Steve Kearney. He's going to be busy out there somewhere, and he will join us in 1 week. By the way, our outdoors coverage continues on Sundays. Between 5 and 6, Rob Dreisein from the Outdoor News has a great show. Lots of info, terrific guests. That is Sundays between 5 and 6.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.